invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion, bread, and juice. These are reminders that Jesus gave us because we need to be reminded what it's all about. We need to be brought back to the central thing that unifies every believer in Jesus Christ around the globe. That we are sinners, that we deserve God's wrath, but God poured His wrath out toward my sin when it was placed on Jesus. And He paid my price on the cross. He took what I deserve. So that today I am accepted in His presence. His body was broken. His blood was poured out in death. As the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away our sin. That's what we celebrate. That's what unifies us. And that, as we take that together as a body of believers and recognize that across the globe, brothers and sisters who maybe speak a different language, who maybe have a different culture, who have a different skin color, but recognize that Jesus is their Savior. Jesus is their only hope. We are one with them. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are part of something. We're part of something bigger than me, but we're part of something bigger than our church family. We're part of something global that God is doing, calling people to Himself in relationship with Himself through the once for all finished work of Jesus on the cross. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer, if you're depending alone on Jesus, you're welcome to take bread, take juice. Hold that in your hand as we reflect on what He's done for us. And once we've all been served as an expression of our unity in Christ, we'll take that all together. Jesus, on the night He was betrayed after supper, He took the bread and broke it, saying, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." And in the same way, He took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being obedient to your Father, even to the point of death, even death on a cross. Thank you for enduring the wrath of Almighty God against my sin, taking the punishment I deserve. Making an end to iniquity, transgression, and sin, and clothing me with your eternal, perfect righteousness. So that today, we, your church, can stand spotless, without wrinkle or blemish or any such thing, in your presence. Now through a glass darkly, but one day we will see you face to face, and we long, Lord Jesus, for that day. Thank you for making a way for us to be with you forever. Thank you for the good news that makes us one. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out to wash us clean and make us new.